every business needs to know whether it is on track. There are lots of obvious metrics that can help in this regard. Financial targets, such as sales and profits, are obvious indicators of the performance of the company. However, it's possible to have a financially successful company that is heading for the rocks. For example, a company that makes money for a time, but if it is overcharging customers, or if it hasn't invested in the right systems, or if employees are overworked and beginning to feel disgruntled, it will eventually hit the buffers. The consultancy firm McKinsey developed a model with 7 elements, each an indicator of the health of the company. The 7 elements all begin with the letter S, and so the model is known as McKinsey's 7S framework. 3 of the 7 elements of the model are referred to as hard elements. They're called hard elements because they're easier to define and management can affect them directly. They are strategy, structure, and systems. Alongside these hard elements are 4 soft elements. These soft elements are so called because they're less tangible, more influenced by culture, but just as important. In fact, because they are harder to identify, they are harder to copy by the competition, and so can be important in giving a company a competitive advantage. They are skills, style, staff, and shared values. All the elements are interrelated so that the change in performance in any one of the components will influence another. I'll go through them each now. Strategy. This is the overarching direction of the business and the plan that the management has laid down to grow the company over the medium to long term. Structure. This describes the way the organisation is put together. It could be a description of the organisational hierarchy or the strategic business units and how they report to the centre. Systems. The systems refer to the procedures for measuring things that happen in the company. They include financial processes, IT systems, HR procedures and the like. These are critical components of any company going through organisational change. Shared values. The shared values describes the culture and the DNA of an organisation. They are recognisable traits that enable somebody to say, you can tell this person works for company X. Style. This describes the behavioural attitudes of the top management team, which in turn will be influenced by the management style of the company leader. Staff. These are the employees, their number, how they are recruited, how they are trained, their demographic makeup and their attitudinal characteristics. And finally, skills. These are the core competences of the employees. The 7S tool has found favour amongst change consultants for providing a structure to improving the performance of a company, accounting for the effects of changes within a company, aligning departments and processes during a drive to greater efficiencies or following a merger, and for working out how to implement a strategy. The McKinsey 7S framework is a flexible tool pointing to 7 elements of a business that drive excellence. It's a step beyond a SWOT as it identifies the elements of success from the start. The model can be put into practice in 5 steps. Step 1. This is the audit in which the 7S elements are made for alignment. Each of the 7S elements are examined to see how closely they are aligned with each other. The purpose of the audit is to spot any gaps or inconsistencies. On the spoke diagram, there could be a yes-no notion to indicate if there is an alignment with other interconnected elements. This is not something that requires huge precision, but it indicates whether alignment exists or not. The tool does not require every element to be addressed, only those that are not in alignment. To this extent, it's a prioritization tool. Step 2 is to determine what the 7S elements should look like. Following the audit and knowing the gaps between the elements, a plan is needed to show the optimal organisation. This should begin with the hard factors. There needs to be agreement at the top as to the goals and strategy of the company. The leadership team needs to sign off the structure and the systems to achieve those goals. Step 3 is to decide what changes must be made. This is the detailed plan of how to do it. And the plan has to be a practical match between the resources that are available and the aims. And crucial to the plan is getting the right people on the right seats on the bus. Step 4 is implementing the plan. As always, implementation is usually the most difficult stage. It takes time, resource, and there needs to be an appetite for change. Not least, there needs to be a positive attitude towards change and the achievement of the goals if the plan is to succeed. This process is unlikely to be quick. It will take at least a few months and most likely at least a year. And then step 5 is to monitor and review. Every plan needs to be checked against targets, and this is the period over which monitoring and adjustments will be made. So a couple of things to think about in terms of the 7S strategy. Every successful business has to be aligned with the needs of its customers, and this should be borne in mind when examining the strengths of the 7S elements. To what extent does each of them deliver against customer needs? Companies are made up of people and they're involved in every one of the 7 elements. When reviewing each of the 7S elements, it's worth asking, have we got the right people? Are they connecting successfully with their colleagues?